Start from scratch. I'm Curse Sparks. Today's Friday, baby. March 10th, 2017. How the hell y'all doing, man? We gotta talk today, people. I wanted to put this out last night, this episode, but because as you all know, Nicki Minaj has finally responded to Remy Ma. She's finally responded. But before we talk about the songs that were released, I want to send a rest in peace shout out to the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. Yesterday was the 20th anniversary where we lost the Notorious B.I.G. Now, for Ms. Valletta Wallace, peace and blessings to you, Ms. Lady. It's kind of tough to celebrate 20 years of your son passing because nothing has come out of the crime. Nothing. No one has been caught. The LAPD is dragging their feet on it. And Faith and Ms. Valletta Wallace do not want to keep spending money and nothing is going to come out of it. So you know what? It is what it is. But just remember this. Big may have died in this life, but God sees everything. And whoever committed that murder, you will get caught. That's if you're already not caught. Trust and believe. God sees everything. Rest in peace, Notorious B.I.G. O.J. Simpson is supposed to be coming out of jail October of 2017. Shout out to O.J. Simpson. I know a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people are still saying that he did kill Ron and Nicole. We don't know that for sure because the late Johnny Cochran was the one that helped O.J. beat that murder rap. I like O.J. as a person. I don't know if he did it or not. But O.J., just to me, just seems like he's just fucking hilarious. So I just like that guy. I don't know him, but he just looked like he's just really fucking hilarious. So shout out to O.J. Simpson. When you come home, man, stay out of trouble. He's somebody that you got to literally say, stay out of trouble, B. Stay the hell out of trouble. Because O.J. don't know how to stay out of trouble. Anyway, moving forward. Nicki Minaj released three new tracks last night. Regretting Your Tears, Changed It, and No Frauds. Now, I didn't really pay attention to the tracks. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was on Instagram Live. Next thing you know, the bulletin came in. Nicki Minaj dropped three joints. Okay. I'm not going to give it a listen. I said I'm going to just hang out on Instagram Live, chill. And then what I'll do is I'll listen to it in the morning and then state my opinion. But of course, it didn't end up happening like that last night. And next thing you know, I heard all three tracks. I breezed by all three tracks. I personally did not like all three tracks. I'm listening for production and I'm listening for bars. And it just didn't seem like the marriage between the two didn't happen properly the way it should. I mean, they didn't even get engaged first. I mean, let me just state my piece. First and foremost, if you're going to take long to respond to Remy Ma, do your homework thoroughly. That way, when you release the bars, yo, them shits is hot. Them shits is crazy. Like, hey, yo, that shit was fire. That homework was not done and executed properly. I'm sorry. I just have to speak from a hip-hop fan's point of view. Now, Regretting Your Tears, of course, was talking about the relationship with Meek Mill. She didn't say Meek Mill's name, but we all know, if you listen to it carefully, it was a letter that was penned to Meek Mill. And the memes on Instagram is going crazy because Meek Mill posted the meme where it's a straight face, straight eyes, straight nose. No, like, you just got a just like a donut face and you're not saying anything at all. That's what Meek Mill posted on Instagram yesterday. And listening to the song, I couldn't agree with him more. Like, it just didn't say much. But of course, to women that's listening, that's been through heartbreak, and especially seeing someone that's fucking up right now in their life, they're like, we hear you, girl. We understand. Changed It? I didn't listen to Changed It. Like I said, I just breezed by that. I didn't want to hear it. No disrespect. I just didn't want to hear it. Then I took time, and I listened to No Frauds. I listened to No Frauds three times. I like doing things evenly. So I listened to it 3 times. I didn't listen to it 4 times. I started to give it a 4. Then I said, I don't want to listen to it for the 4th time. Let me listen to it these 3 times. As I'm listening to it, I have to say, the second diss track, another one that Remy Ma released, No Frauds is actually getting at that track. I'm not saying it in a good way. You're responding to another one. That's what you're doing, Nikki, when you put out No Frauds. You're only responding to another one. Because Sheeta, the 3 songs that you released last night, Sheeta is beating each and every one of those songs without a doubt. Without a doubt. Charlamagne weighed in. DJ Envy weighed in. Angela Yee weighed in. Funkmaster Flex weighed in. And pretty much said, No Frauds, it's not a winner. Not a winner at all. Now, I was also on Twitter, and I said, let me just read the comments like I normally do. And a lot of people were pretty much saying, Nikki, you waited weeks to release this? This is what you had to release after all this time we waited? But you know how the barbs are. The barbs are like, yo, this shit is hot. That shit is dope. And they support Nikki as they should. They're barbs. They're going to support Nikki all the way through. And I get it. I just can't support it because to me personally, it's just not hot. I don't care what anybody else has to say. To me personally, it wasn't hot. Now, if it was something that was hot, oh, I'll be talking about it like crazy because I'm not taking no sides. I'm just a fan of hip hop, just like you're a fan of hip hop. But unfortunately, right now, a lot of people are taking sides because they're looking at it like, oh, Remy's no joke. Remy busts her gun. And I get that. But y'all got to get that out of y'all focus. Don't wonder if Remy's going to go out, strap up, and pull out her guns and start busting. Don't think about it like that. It's all about bars. It's all about who you are as an artist, what you're able to deliver. Remy does not want to sit up in nobody's jail again over some stupid hip hop rap shit. That's one of the reasons why we lost the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur. We don't want it to stem that far. So if you're a real rap fan, pray that it only stays in the studio. Pray that it only stays on record. It stays online. That's that. It should not go further than where it's at. But Nikki actually hit a bad nerve with a lot of people because she mentioned Remy Ma's son on the track. Kids are a no-no. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm from the old school, B. And if you got beef with one person, then anybody that you're cool with, friends with, associated with, everybody along that line has beef. That's just the nature of beef and how beef works. But a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people are like, yo, fuck that. I'm going after kids. I'm going after cats, dogs, your car. I'm going after anything. Keep the kids out of it, man. Even with the memes, keep the kids out of it. Like, that part is not fair because the kids are innocent. The kids have nothing to do with the personal drama. Now, if it's bars, it's just bars. I'm not saying using kids and bars is right, but keep it strictly bars. Because when you pull someone's kid into a beef that has nothing to do with them, then shit has to be really considered to be taken seriously now. Like, whoa. That's fucked up. Even if she was to talk about Remy's miscarriage, that would not be cool because children are a blessing from God and you don't talk about someone else's misfortunes. Not in that way. Now, if you want to talk about Remy Ma not really selling a lot of units, talk about that. But you don't talk about the kids, man. You keep the kids out of it. Nicki Minaj went on Twitter to say, they all band together to pull the queen down. People I spent years helping, lying on me. But my pastor told me, let the liar lift me higher. I'm going to tell you where Nikki won with this battle. I'm going to tell you straight up, especially with what she released. It was smart for her to release it the way she released it. Everybody's been waiting for a Lil Wayne record for the longest. And you know, every time Drake spits something, everybody's listening. So, of course, banding together to get Lil Wayne and Drake on the track with you, dope idea. Very dope idea. Because it's not something that's just going to sit there and a week later is going to disappear. It's something that's going to be played for weeks to come, months to come. People are going to refer to that record. So that was smart executing that part of the marketing when releasing No Frauds. I definitely give it to Nicki Minaj on that. That was very, very smart. Now, the bars? Nah, I wasn't feeling the bars at all. The bars just wasn't something that jumped and grabbed me. It was more so like, okay, she's bringing this up. She's talking about this. She's talking about that. I get it. But it still wasn't something that made me say, hey, yo, I gotta keep playing this shit. Now, when Remy dropped Sheeta, I played it maybe, I'm not gonna lie to you, maybe 3 times as well. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with it. Remy did her thing. Let's see now if Nicki's gonna respond. And that wasn't, Nicki, that wasn't what I was expecting. Not that you care what the hell I have to say. It wasn't what I was expecting. And you let a lot of your fans down. Because the people that really fuck with you are going to let you know when you whack. Now, the people that just kissing your ass just to kiss your ass, everything you drop, they're going to say is dope. Like, you can talk about fucking her marriage to Papoose, and people going to be like, yeah, that's right, that's hot. Nah. Some things you stay out of it. So now people are waiting for Remy to respond because people are saying, yo, because they brought Remy's son into this, because Nicki brought Remy's son into this, now the shit gonna get a little crazy. And everybody's waiting to see what Papoose gonna do and what Papoose is gonna say. Because Papoose and Remy, Black Love, hashtag that shit is the movement. That shit is definitely the movement. But to talk about somebody's kid, man, yo, stay out, keep the kids out of it. Keep them out. So Nicki, you could have done a better job. I'm not gonna lie to you. You could have definitely done a better job. But it just makes you think and make you realize, wait a minute, was Safari really writing Nicki's lyrics? Because Nicki could have come way, way, way better than that. It really makes you think, did Safari play an important hand in Nicki's career as far as lyrics is concerned? Just go back and listen to Monster. Monster's going to make you think, hey, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on here? Her verses definitely sound different on this song than it did on that diss track. Because if you're going to come out with a diss track, you're going to come with the heat. You're going against Remy Ma, B. You're going against the Bronx. You're going to come with the fire. But after what we heard, it's like, yo, hold on. Something ain't right, B. Something definitely ain't right. So I want to see how this carefully plays out. Because now we're all waiting to see if Remy going to drop something. Allegedly, Remy's supposed to be learning sign language so that she can get at Foxy Brown. Don't get at Foxy. Foxy's a mom. She's a new mom. Let her do her new mom thing. Okay? Focus on what just took place with Nicki Minaj. And if you want to drop something else, go ahead and drop it. But just make sure you keep the kids out of it. And just talk about her personally. That's it. Keep the kids out of it. Keep the families out of it. Just do what you're supposed to do as an MC and M fucking C. Okay? Just go ahead and just MC. That's what they do. Now, again, from what I've heard, Remy Ma is supposed to be getting that. Lil Wayne and Drake. Papoose just may have to grab his microphone and do what he has to do. Because I could understand why Drake and Lil Wayne was on that track No Frauds with Nicki. Because they know it's going to piss Meek Mill the hell off. Because you didn't hear nothing about Drake and Nicki when Nicki was seeing Meek Mill. To go back further than that, before, remember, it used to be all about Meek Mill and Drake. And when Drake had beef with Chris Brown, Drake was getting that Chris Brown. And allegedly, Meek Mill was instigating that beef. And the next thing you know, poof, Meek Mill and Drake are no longer cool with one another. Drake got hit from the side like, yo, what the fuck's going on? I thought you was my mans. Ain't no loyalty in this hip-hop shit. Ain't no loyalty in the entertainment industry. They going back and forth. When Drake dropped what he dropped a banger. Meek Mill didn't drop those bangers. All right, it is what it is. It's over. So now to hear Drake and Lil Wayne on No Frauds with Nicki. Oh, I'm pretty sure Meek Mill was listening carefully. I'm pretty sure of that. He may drop something. He may not. Whatever. He may not even respond because it's like, it is what it is. And Drake and Lil Wayne are pissed off at Meek Mill because allegedly, Remy Ma was talking to Meek about shit that only Meek and Nicki knew. Come on. So, of course, Drake And Lil Wayne are going to go ahead and jump on that track because they know it's going to piss Meek Mill the fuck off. I'm interested in seeing how this thing goes. This is very entertaining. Please don't let it spill into the streets. Keep it in the studio. Keep dropping them joints. And if y'all going to drop joints, make sure y'all drop fire joints, please. Nobody wants to hear a battle that goes left because the tracks are whack and the lyrics are even whack as well. Nobody want to go through that. Nobody definitely want to go through that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this right here. I'm going to go ahead and play No Frauds. This is Nicki Minaj featuring Drake and Lil Wayne. I'm Kurt Sparks, starting from scratch. Peace, y'all.
Hey yo, throw your wrists up, all my bitches up. These niggas is pussier than what? All them dicks is up. All my real niggas down the ride, throw your jicks is up. I ain't in the projects, but all my bricks is up. You can't beat Pablo if your work ain't selling. What the fuck is this bitch in Helen? I would've helped you out that pit you fell in. I am the generous queen. Ask Miss Ellen. Tried to drop another one. You was itching to scrap. You exposed your ghost right, and now you wish you was scrapped. Heard your pussy on yuck. I guess you needed a pap. What type of bum bitch shoot a friend over a rack? What type of mother leave her one son over a stack? Lil' boogie down basic bitch thinking she back. Back to back. Oh, you mean back to whack? Back to back. Me and Trissy laughed at that. They say numbers don't matter, but when they discussing the kings, they turn around and say LeBron ain't got six rings. I never signed a 360, bitch, you wild dumb. That's why Jane Claire's verse for your album. Shenanay, you a fraud committing perjury. I got before and after pictures of your surgery. I took you to her doc, but you don't look like Rock. Left the operating table, still look like Nah. Cause I don't need no fraud. I don't need no drama when you call. I don't need no lies. Pick a side, pick a side. I took the price and lift that bitch up. I took the ice. Let me lift my wrist up. I took the price and lift that bitch up. I took the ice.
Yeah.
Let me lift my wrist up.
Yeah. Never been no fraud. Why do niggas that are not involved love to get involved? Why do niggas claim the streets and act just like the law? Riddles that I cannot seem to solve, man. Chris Dow coming, me, Weezy, Evan, Nick, God coming. Spoke about this shit in 15, man. I know you niggas saw this one coming. My net worth sound like grrr, but they don't pay in cash. Niggas see me like, what up, killer man? Please stop bringing up my past. I really like to leave that behind. Sometimes I ask God, man, why him? Like the team that I would never leave behind. I really gotta ease off the wine. Which is funny because I just saw Nick the other day and she keeps getting finer over time. I just know
I don't need no fraud. I don't need no drama when you call. I don't need no lies. Pick a side, pick a side. I took the price and lift that bitch up. I took the
I am not a fraud. Why am I the god?
Drake a headliner, and Nicki, she get final word.